make the strangers welcome in this land. Let them keep their languages and customs. For weak and fragile is the realm which is based on a single language or a single set of customs. King Saint Stefan, 1036 AD. Through the centuries, Hungary has provided haven in the north to the Ruthenians, in the east to Wallachians and Saxons, in the south Serbs, and even today, immigrants both legal and illegal cross its borders, seeking a new life. Eventually, 14 distinct cultures would contribute to the Magyar nation. Every Hungarian child knows about it. The battle was lost. The Khazars and Parthenags exulted over their dead. They had no power to resist any further. Desperately, their 7 tribal chieftains slit their arms with their knives, drained their blood into a bowl, and drank their mutual mingled life fluids in a covenant of death. It was 889 AD on the Ural steppes of Central Asia, and it marked the beginning of Hungary. Wildlife. Wild boars range across northern and eastern Hungary. Except for the old males, they travel in groups of 5 to 15, so where you see one, you are likely to see others as well. Grizzly-haired, brownish or blackish, they stand up to 4 feet high at the shoulder, and males can weigh as much as 550 pounds. The buzzard is one of the most common birds of prey. He is often seen in the Hortobágy National Park or in northern Hungary. In addition to the wild breeds and rare species, there are a number of domestic breeds of animals that exist nowhere else in the world. Some of these are in danger of dying out as well, such as the curly-haired red Mangalitsa pig, twisted-horned Raka sheep, and Hungarian grey cattle. The rare but extraordinary Mangalitsa pigs have an unusual meat that helps keep cholesterol levels low. Perhaps because of the Hungarian method of raising, which includes using the pigs to cull the last of the corn and grain fields, Hungary is a unique area for wildlife, inhabited by numerous endangered and protected species, only a few of which we have mentioned. It is for this reason that it is wise to try to be careful of your impact on the environment. Be careful not to leave your mark behind.